All right, guys, it is season 13, episode 5 of So You Think You Can Dance, The Next Generation. Did your favorites make the top 10? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fire.
I really want to see like some girl, so like the hip hop girls. I want to see them come out and perform to this. I think that would be amazing. So, alrighty, guys. So let's just go straight into it. The top 10 was finally decided today. So now today was the last day of the Academy. So they had contemporary and hip hop. What did you think? For like just overall thoughts. What did you think of the show?
So I loved it. I really did. And I saw some of the most amazing dancers just kill it up there. I loved that they started with the hip hop. Mm-hmm. I love seeing people that don't have that hip hop background just bust it out up there. And then vice versa, the contemporary girls just woo, blew it out of the water. What I didn't like is I feel like I don't get to see enough of the dancing, right?
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to fit a lot into one hour, and we're kind of deprived of that. We don't get to see these amazing performances. We just see snippets.
And that's why I'm watching and why I think everybody watches, because they want to see these amazing dances. Even though it's the audition portion, I want to see it.
Exactly. I totally agree. But, so, you know, it's TV magic.
Yes.
Not enough time, but let's talk about how they started with Tabitha and Napoleon.
Yeah.
Tabitha said the next generation is the best generation, so.
Hey, I agree.
We, you know, we have our word cut out for us, but we've been saying that since day one when we watch these kids perform. So the first ones to perform were Josiah and Tahani. Let's just talk about that.
They killed it in hip-hop.
Let's just
Tahani, bow down.
Yes.
We bowed down.
you know what? And I do remember us saying that we really liked Tahani, and I did, but I did. Did we peg her to be like the top two between her and Phoenix?
We mentioned her.
I think
she
we
was
did.
One of our favorites,
and she
last
was
week.
Very. She blew me away, and I know Comfort said that she thinks she's too cutesy, whereas Phoenix was raw. I kind of don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it either. I thought she was bringing it and hitting it, and she made all those crazy faces.
Yeah.
And like, I thought she was, like, getting down.
And, you know, I do understand what she means, how she's cutesy, but that's her personality. And sometimes, even Tabitha and Napoleon have said it, mm-hmm. not all hip-hop is grimy and dirty. And it's like, you know, you have to throw an essence of yourself in there. And I feel her being, like, that cutesy, but then she can get down and dirty, kind of throws people off, and that's her own way, how she makes it her
she
own.
She can still pick up all the choreography. So, you know, facial expressions, all that kind of stuff can be worked on, and you can bring some griminess to it.
Right.
You know? Like, that could be taught,
well,
I think, a little bit.
But
right?
Real quick, did you see the snippet? Again, you guys only gave us a snippet of her in contemporary.
Yeah,
did you see the extension
see
she had? I was just like,
that's why I was blown away. I was like, I wanted to see more of that because
I
didn't expect it.
Exactly. I wanted to see that contemporary performance that I think I was robbed of because just what she did, you know, we were here, we're pegged thinking that, oh, you know, she's just pure hip hop, doesn't do much. Okay, she did good in Broadway. But when I saw that, that's training.
Yeah.
That's formal training. So.
That girl's got it.
Speaking of formal training.
Yes.
I did get a message from a viewer.
Oh, cool.
Who actually subscribed to our podcast in hopes that we would touch on something that was bothering her very much, which was the difference between kids who were privileged, who were, mm-hmm. you know, parents had money enough for classes and they were trained. Some parents were dancers already. Some had studios. The others had titles and all that. And she said that, you know, that just because those kids have that doesn't mean that we should discredit any of the other kids in the competition. And I completely agree. I don't think we ever said that, and she agreed with us that we did say that regardless of how you get your training or how you perform, a kid is going to do what they love.
I think there's a lot of dancers that made the top 10 that are just passionate no matter what, whether they have, you know, rich parents or famous, you know, parents. For example, I think it's Jordan. I mean, she said she sometimes doesn't even have money to get to dance class, and she'll take the bus or she'll stay at home and practice in her living room. I mean, that to me is everything.
You know, and we haven't really spoken much about Jordan. Obviously, we saw her last week, but I think she is a beautiful dancer, and I am so sad that I did not get to see her do her contemporary either, because, you know, they just showed a snippet of her doing a, you know, an acrobatic, and I thought she probably must have performed that beautifully. And Sasha was just totally in awe by her, and she was in tears. So I think, no, I don't think money has anything to do with it. I don't think...
Look, some kids are going to be more privileged than others, okay? But you can't force the love and the passion.
Exactly. No, you can drop as much money as you want, but if that kid doesn't have the passion for it, they're not going to, you know,
excel.
But obviously there are other kids that we've seen their faces, you know, other places, and they're very big in the dance world.
Yeah.
But, you know...
There are some parents that are going to force their kids. What can you do?
The luck of the draw. Yeah. You know, the...
I think all the kids we watch, whether they came from privilege or not, are super passionate. You can see it in their eyes.
Exactly.
They want to be there, you know?
And, you know, as much as I said that I was going to be hard this season, it was devastating to watch some of those kids
get cut.
Just go. I wasn't prepared for it.
Who was the worst one for you?
Whew. Let's see.
Like, who are you just like, oh, no?
You know what? There wasn't one specific one. There wasn't one that I was just like, oh my gosh, I wish they wouldn't have gone. To me, what killed me more was the actual reaction of the parents.
Because,
you know, you're seeing parents cry. You're seeing parents try to stay strong for their kids.
Yeah.
And as a parent, I'm not a parent, but, you know, having worked with kids, the worst thing to do is try to bring them back up from being told no. Because once they get told no, and they're so young, you know, as much as they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay, it's okay, it's just hard. It's heartbreaking to see them cry. So to see those parents not losing it or crying with their kids, that's what killed me the most. Because I know, you know, when my mom used to see me get told no and see me cry, she was crying with me. Or when I had to tell the kids that I was coaching, no, you know, you guys, we lost. It's horrible. It's horrible. So for me, not one person had a specific, you know, impact, but all of them, I was tearing up because it's just, it's so hard to watch. And I mean, when we saw our favorite Lev.
Oh my God. So Lev and Avery for me were like really sad.
Because
Avery,
you know what?
Avery is like amazing.
Avery, when I saw that Avery was not picked... Now, as much as we had said Tate from the beginning.
We did. I'm still happy we...
I'm still happy. Yeah. I'm still happy about Tate.
Tate deserves it as well.
But, oh.
I wouldn't want to be a judge, honestly, or a mentor. It would be so hard for me to pick. I mean, how do you pick between Avery and Tate? How? They are, like, stellar.
I think they should have done a top 20.
Right? And let America choose.
Blame it on America. Just blame it on America. Don't blame it on the judges. But no, I think they really should have done a top 20. Because, you know, they gave that... They should give the same
opportunity
that they gave the top 20, that they should have given it to the kids as well.
Right.
But that's also us not, you know... Wanting
to
cut
the format of the show this year. Who knows, right?
Well, I think I think when it first started out, so you think it started with the top 10, not a top 20.
Did it?
As it went on, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that they started adding the top 20 and then they started kind of changing it back and forth how they were going to do it.
So it could change again.
So then another hip hop performance we got to see was JT and Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Phoenix was obviously Comfort's team, JT was Robert's team. We have loved JT from the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
From the beginning, that boy is the
a
most
ball of fire.
No, he is just the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. JT, if you are listening or if you are watching, please come on this show because I will adopt you. Like, I really will. I will end up leaving with that little kid, like, in my car. Of course, with the parents' consent. I don't want people to think I steal kids or anything.
Right.
But now, obviously, we saw that he struggled. He is a jazz dancer. And Phoenix
struggled. I was shocked.
She
forgot the choreography.
And it kills me to say, because, again, it is a child, I was not impressed.
Yeah.
As much as they had, you know, worked her up.
Yeah.
And Phoenix is this, Phoenix is that. Phoenix was on last season with Cyrus. So I'm expecting, like, wow.
I thought she was going to, like, come out. And she did. I mean, like, she's amazing.
She came out, but she didn't have it. And that's what Comfort was saying.
I think she got nervous. I think she wanted it so bad that it messed her up on stage. She got too nervous to just, like, nail it. And she forgot the choreography, which really sucks because
that goes back to what Robert said.
He said,
it wasn't your nerves. He goes, you just completely forgot the choreography. And that is something that I do stick by.
Yeah.
There's a difference between nerves and completely forgetting the choreography. We have to also give these kids credit. They are learning a dance in an hour and a half, and they're performing right after.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is. But,
look, like I said, kids who are taught people.
But kids who are taught, whether it was from a after-school program of dance or a technical ballet or a technical dance theater, you're taught how to catch on to choreography.
Yeah.
So it's harder for the kids who weren't either technically taught or they're just not used to doing choreography to pick
Phoenix
up on choreography.
Has learned choreography.
She has.
She's got a lot of training in that. She was on the show last year. She had to learn all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it was in her genre. Now, hers was more pop and lock.
Yeah.
This was actual it was pop and lock, but there was more, a little bit more technicality into it. So that's why when she did her solo and she danced for her life, she totally, we're like, oh, okay, that's the Phoenix we saw. But even you and I said when she performed her solo, we were like, where's the Phoenix that was with Cyrus?
And the reason we said that is because Tahani comes or somebody else comes and they
Tahani.
Exactly. So
Tahani was just.
That's my point. When you're up against the best of the best of the next generation, it's like you might not shine as bright as you think you would, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, I mean, and I love Phoenix and respect to Phoenix, but like Tahani blew my mind tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Tahani. She has been on the radar since the get-go.
Yeah.
She has been amazing. I love that little girl. She's going to do great things because she did the hip-hop. She obviously did fine in Broadway. We saw just a little snippet of contemporary.
Woo!
So they're, you know, these kids are so young and they're already well-rounded dancers, which blows my mind.
Can you imagine them in like 5-10 years?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
They're going to be, like, opening their own dance studios.
Probably. And I'm probably going to be taking classes from them.
With me.
There we go. Speaking
of...
You have your first two students.
Exactly.
But speaking of that, there's also National Dance Day.
Oh, yeah.
That is on July 30th. So they are actually encouraging people to go to fox.com/dance.
Yep.
You watch the video, you record yourself, and then you submit it to so you can see yourself... on so you think
yeah,
you can
gonna
dance.
Pick some of their favorites and air it on the show.
Exactly.
Are we
going?
Are we gonna do this?
Well, actually, I have two propositions. I think we should do it. I think we should learn the choreography.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes, we have to. And then I actually think we should go to National Dance Day. They usually do one in LA anyways, and it's always at the end of July, and I've always wanted to go, but I've never been able to go. So I think that's something we should do. So if any of our viewers, if any of our listeners do decide to go, tweet us, Instagram us, Facebook us. Let us know you're going to be there.
Up.
We will all meet up. You can meet us. You can tell us what you think. You can yell at us. Don't hit us or anything. Just
nice,
yell at us.
Nice.
Be nice. Be nice. Because we're just here to be nice.
Yeah.
But back to JT and Phoenix. Robert just loves JT.
Yes.
You know, and yes. when he let Gavin go, you and I were very
shocked
because Gavin is a great dancer and he's a great performer, and so was Sage. To be honest,
yeah.
If those were the three that I had to narrow down to the top two, JT would not have been in my top two.
I agree with you.
But Robert is so set on connection. Yeah. And he would, when he let Gavin go,
yeah.
he just said, I'm just not connecting with you like that. Mm-hmm. So obviously Robert sees something with the ones that he does connect.
Yeah. And he feels he can mold him maybe.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure, you know, you can see the love that JT has for Robert too. Like when he looks at him and when he talks, he is just present there listening. Like he is ready for him. He will, anything he says, he takes his criticism. So now when Logan and Phoenix had a dance for their life.
Yeah.
I think Comfort made the wrong choice.
Do you?
Yeah. I think that she should have kept Logan.
What? I agree.
She should have kept Logan. And
I thought she had more tricks, Logan. She was getting down, breakdancing. I mean, she was like amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but, you know, that goes back to the girl that wrote you.
Mm-hmm.
Did she get influenced to pick Phoenix because she was on So You Think You Can Dance? Because she got all the viewers and a lot of
and you know what? Airtime. A lot of these kids, obviously, if you are not involved in the dance world and you don't know about auditions and shows and performances and who knows who, you're not going to see these faces normally.
Right.
And there is people who will see these faces normally. I have a coworker at work and she, you know, we were talking. She told me she saw it and she's like, I remember seeing Tate. I remember seeing Eva. I remember seeing, you know, so-and-so. So it's like,
they put it in your face the way they show it.
Exactly. Yeah. So when they've been around, it's not. But then again, you can't discredit kids who have just been going forward and forward and forward and have been able to.
Right.
You know, when it's your time, it's your time. Go run with it. When it's not your time, you just got to wait for it. So, you know, as much
we're also seeing just what is condensed into an hour.
Exactly.
Who knows what goes on behind the scenes? They probably have these, you know, one-on-one talks and do connect on another level. And maybe these mentors just have a connection we don't even see.
Exactly. And
which influences their decision.
And like I said on last week's, you know, episode, I had that too. I had kids that I connected with and some of my best dancers were not formally trained.
Right.
Some of them were not. You know, some of them were. Some of them danced outside of school. Some of them only danced after school with me. And to see that they were performing like that, you can't.
Well, that's what most of the mentors said. I'm going with my gut and with my heart, and it's just a feeling. And sometimes that's how you got
to
go.
I know. But it's hard to see these kids
go. There's only 10 spots. What can you do? Exactly.
So, but, and then Britton and Dougie, when they performed that hip hop, the ending, that was such an adult ending.
Yeah, it was good.
How he had the hammer pants and she just.
I was sad to see Dougie
stuck
go.
Her foot and like stepped on it.
She was
like,
so good.
She was, and she didn't make it. But
yeah. Neither did Dougie, and I was so sad. Dougie, come back next year.
Yes, come back next year, Dougie. Would they? Oh no, he could because he didn't actually make the top 10, so he can come back as many times as he wants. But and you know, we did see a lot of the mentors crying, distraught. They didn't know what to pick.
Yeah,
but you know. They really are showcasing Robert to be one of the best mentors.
I agree.
That the 100%. Show has. And
I loved his passion and his constructive criticism. It's like real and raw. I love it.
And I think it's also awesome how these people know how to work with kids.
Yeah.
It's not something that comes, you know, very easy. It's very hard because, you know, if you're teaching me something or I'm teaching you something, we can get frustrated, yell, and, you know, you have to know how to talk to a kid.
That's right.
So it's like to see that these mentors know how to talk to children and know how to deal with them.
And they show those little group talks that they have, and they're just like, dance from your heart, you know, or they're like, bring it, or, you know, to the hip hoppers, they were just like, you know, all your hip hop pop a lock moves, you can make it flow. You know, like, I love that they were just. They were giving really good advice to the kids.
Well, yeah, like Joshua, when he was saying, you know, use your hip hop for contemporary.
Right,
you can use
it. Exactly.
And like I said, when Joshua won, I couldn't tell you what genre he was because I forgot because he was just that good at everything he did. You know?
He's going to be a good mentor.
He is. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes they say it's better to not be trained because then you pick up on things quicker.
Yeah.
And they don't have to break a habit.
True that.
So sometimes the hip hoppers or the less formally trained kids, or I'm sorry, kids or adults, they actually prevail more because you don't have to break a habit that if they were being taught something wrong, it's like, okay, you don't do it like that. You have to do it like this. When you're teaching someone who doesn't have any knowledge of that, it's this is how it's done. This is how it's done. Practice, practice, practice. So I think there's going to be a lot of kids who have the one up on that. So let's get to when they started picking like top twos.
All right.
So Team Catherine, she had Tate, Avery, and Quinn.
Ooh. That was the hardest group, I think, to break down.
Yes. That was, and that was the most beautiful group to see perform. At least from what we saw.
I wish all of them were on the top 7. But, what a show that would be, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine Avery, Tate, and Quinn just battling it out? Like, I don't even know what I would do. They're so good.
You know what, though? But what I kind of like how it's set up is because there's not, I mean, there's, you know, there's seasons of So You Think You Can Dance where you got 6 contemporary dancers, 2 ballroom dancers, 1 tapper here, and then 3 hip hoppers. Like, it's just all contemporary.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful genre. I love contemporary. I think it's beautiful, but it's kind of like, I like how this one is so, there's 2 contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
There's, you know, 2 ballroom.
There's still 1 tapper.
There's 1 tapper. I mean, they're trying. We're trying here, little by little, step by step. But
so back to Avery.
You know,
Quinn blew my mind when she did the top 3 with them.
Jeez,
blew my mind.
She was something.
I thought
else.
She stood out in her contemporary.
Actually,
battle.
If it were up to me, the top 2 would have been Tate and Quinn.
Yeah,
it would have been between Tate and Quinn.
Quinn brought it like nobody's
but then again
business.
Avery did a leap and she's not tall compared to those two. She's short,
right?
Her legs, when she hit that leap, when she got her full extension, her legs looked so long that she blended in with Tate and
they
Quinn.
Were all amazing, no
so,
doubt.
So I could see maybe why Catherine picked her, because she's like, okay, she can adapt, she can, you know, she can hold her own in a group of, you know, kids who are taller than her, outbeating her.
But my eyes were drawn on Quinn. I love Avery and Tate. Tate was our pick from the beginning to make the top 10. So, you know, I'm not upset that she went through, but what can you do? You can't put them all through, right?
Can we? Can we have, like, a recall? No?
I don't even know.
Okay.
It's so sad.
But I think what Catherine said, she said, you have something gorgeous and something drew me to you.
Right.
And I think that's something very important to have as a dancer. You know, you need to have that ability to pull in a crowd and make them want
to
watch
tell
you.
A story.
But, and as much as I wanted to see Quinn go through, Tate has that. I mean, Tate.
Listen, Tate from her audition when she put her leg up and then I don't know what you call it, she just cracked.
I'm going to call that like the exorcist / praying mantis.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what that was called. I've never seen anything like that.
Crack back.
But
whatever that.
Crackle.
Yeah.
Crack barrel.
You just can't even touch that. Like, she should do that in her, I don't know, top 10 finale dance or whatever.
Probably. She probably will. But who knows? She probably has so many tricks up her sleeve that we haven't even seen yet. But
the Tate trick.
Tate.
Oh, yeah.
Is amazing. She is the dancer that I wish I was at 12.
Go Canada.
I was a chubby little kid. So I was worried about like Twinkies and donuts.
See, my
probably.
Canadian girl might just take it.
Huh?
My Canadian girl might take it.
Well, I can't even argue with you because I'm not like on the same boat. But we haven't seen everything. So then from there, the first one that Robert cuts was Sage.
Oh, that was a heartbreaker. for me.
I don't know about that. I thought Sage was great.
I thought he was great.
I thought he was an amazing dancer. So to see him go was just...
That was hard.
Yeah, but like I said, every mentor has their own method of how they're going to choose their top 10 or their top dancer. And he was strong, strong, strong on connection.
Yeah.
And I think from day one, from the get-go, you know, it was JT. JT stole his heart. JT stole the hearts of, like, everyone in America.
He's such a cutie pie.
He is. But he has a lot.
To learn.
To learn and a lot to work on.
I think there are stronger dancers than him.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I definitely do.
We have to trust our mentor, right?
Exactly. So hopefully he molds him into a little mini Robin. And if he does, well, then, guys, I don't know.
Show over.
Show over. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
But then Team Gabby.
The Tappers?
Yes, the Tappers.
Oh, boy. So, we knew Emma was going through.
Sorry.
We nailed that one.
We nailed that one, like, right on the head, right on the dot. There was just... She showcased how amazing and well-rounded she really is. When she did that contemporary.
Ooh, blew me away.
I
forgot who she was for a second.
Exactly. I was like, who is this girl?
Yes.
I was like, who is this? I was like, is that... No. There's no way that's Emma.
Exactly.
And there she was. She literally looked like a contemporary.
She might take this and give Tate a run for her money. Watch it.
When I was watching it, I said, that is a well-rounded dancer. And that is what you want.
She has so much talent.
But that contemporary routine was just beautiful.
And she held her leg at the end. I was like, oh my God, it's
I can't
over.
Even hold my leg like that. Unless I'm laying down with like a rope or something. I used to be able to when I was a kid, but not anymore.
Wow.
So, and then from there we see Jenna.
Yeah.
Like in tears. And we didn't know why she was in tears.
Right.
But it was because of Joshua.
Right.
She said that he did such a beautiful contemporary routine. And then that's when she let Dougie go.
Yeah.
Now, Jenna's top two was Jake and Joshua. I personally thought Jake was absolutely adorable.
So did I.
And then she also said something, if you're paired with a contemporary girl, so it does sound like they are going to start pairing the kids, but then she also said, well, what if you were paired with me?
Right.
That's when he's like, I've danced with larger women before. he didn't mean it like that, but
taller.
The poor kid was trying to like retract his statement, and he's like, no, what I meant to say was, and I really thought that she was going to pick Joshua.
You know what?
Just solely on height.
Yeah.
Because it might have been easier because these kids are kind of tall.
Yeah.
And she went with Jake. And you know what? I am glad she went with Jake.
Yeah.
Because I think Jake has the personality for the show.
Yeah.
Not saying that Joshua didn't have it because he was a beautiful dancer.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Didn't really, like, focus on him, really, either. I feel like I don't really know much about him yet.
He was just, last week, he was the one that said, he was little Mr. Casanova, Mr. Suave.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just like, Jenna.
Guy.
Yeah, like,
you
that's all.
He wanted to date her, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He was like, hey, Jenna, here's my number.
They have
so
a connection.
I'm sure she just loved that
if
kid.
If he was only older.
And then, when they asked Avery, first off, I think Avery's voice is absolutely the cutest thing in this world.
She is so cute.
When she speaks. But she said, she's like, you know, when they asked her, what is it that you like about it that you get to do? She's like, I get to do all styles. And she's like, I want to be a well-rounded ballerina.
I love her. What a good girl.
I think that's the best thing to hear from a dancer is saying that they just want to learn everything to be well-rounded.
Because they love dance.
Exactly.
They just love it. They are so passionate. So, yeah.
But then, finally, Catherine says she's going to go with her gut, picks Tate.
Yeah.
Tate was always in the running. And then Sasha.
Oh, yes.
When she picked Jordan.
Okay, I'm so happy that Jordan is in. Can I just tell everybody?
Can we just say that?
Like, I don't know. I'm like, Jordan, step it up, because maybe she's going to take this. Who knows? I think she's a force to be reckoned with.
She is.
And she's not formally Well, she is formally trained.
No, she is formally trained, but she's just not able to attend as many classes as she would like.
So I love her story.
I think that is a true story of, you know, this is my passion, this is my love, and I'm going to do it by whatever means necessary. If that's watching YouTube videos at home.
Straight up inspiration.
Just, she's a beautiful dancer. I wish we could have seen more.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her first piece.
I mean, finally, with the top 10, I think we're going to get to see a full dance from every single one.
Finally, we get to, but...
Yeah. It'll be cool.
It should be interesting to see how the judges are going to judge all of that.
I have no idea how it's going to go down.
I mean...
Yeah.
And then Maddie. I wonder... I keep saying this all the time, and we're not going to see it for another 2 weeks because, you know, the 4th of July and all that, and they're not going to have an episode that day. But how are they going to take to her criticism? If Maddie's been in competitions with, I think, Tate before, or she's seen Tate before.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, these kids can, this is where the kids can start getting catty.
Well, you know, Maddie has to come unbiased with her judging.
Right.
You know, clean slate and just pretend she doesn't know anybody because that's the only fair way to do it. So I hope she comes on with an unbiased approach, you know?
And I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that, but...
So we got Paula, who's a sweetheart. Nigel's also a sweetheart. Do you think Jason's going to be the evil villain, like the Simon Cowell? Or do you think Maddie will be?
Maybe she will.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see her be like the Simon Cowell, like the...
That was horrible.
Yeah, like, she'd be like, oh my God, that's atrocious.
Yeah.
Abby so would have been mad at you. But, no, I think, because I don't think they're looking at it as being mean. I think they're looking at it as, like, this is how we're going to help these kids.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to help them out. So, I think they're going to be pretty tough on them. But they're not.
It'll be, like, technical, though. It'll be like, you know, your toes weren't pointed.
Right.
Or your face wasn't grimy enough, you know?
Let's see.
Which I don't think is, like, mean, like Simon Cowell.
I
want to see a little bit of it, right?
I'm trying to see if there's anyone who's tweeted me about it.
Is anyone talking to us right now? Come on, tweet us.
I don't know. It's not... Nothing's coming up on my thing. I don't know if it's the Wi-Fi, but... So let's just go from Jordan.
Okay.
Let's go to Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
He picked Kidda.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Me too.
See, he's not really formally trained either,
No, he's not. And he killed it.
He is just, like, all from the heart for his dad. Love his story
when also. When you have something to fight for and you have something to prove and you're doing it for someone.
I'm sorry. He did some leap in his contemporary up in the air. And I was like, this kid, Kidda.
Yes.
Watch out. He might just
and that's
win
another
America's
one.
Heart, right?
Right. So people are talking about, well, they've been seen here. I was on Facebook a month ago.
Yeah.
Kidda was at World of Dance for hip hop.
Really? Oh, wow.
And he had his own solo at World of Dance.
Oh, hey, good for him.
So he is a force to be reckoned with that we haven't seen much of either. So
he's
fighting
on his own. Yeah.
Once they get a hold of him, and so you think you can dance, if you win, if you don't win, oh, he's set.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
All these kids. This is just a platform and a stepping stone because there are so many successful dancers who have come from this show who didn't even win.
That's very true.
I mean, Jenna, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Whitney, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Who else? There's Lindsay, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
What was his name?
There's another guy.
I forgot his name, he was my favorite. But he was the principal dancer for Lady Gaga for her tours.
Okay, cool.
So it's like they're all coming out and they're just, you know, this is a step. And I want these kids to understand, and I'm sure their parents have told them and everyone has told them, this is a stepping stone for you guys. Like, this is the beginning of your life. This is not where it ends. This is where it starts. So take what you can from it. But, then let's see. Robert.
Oh, yeah, we got our.
Robert picks JT.
Yeah. And then we got more.
That wasn't a shock.
No, it wasn't shocking.
It wasn't.
We knew.
We knew that's who he wanted. Yeah. But he's absolutely okay.
He's got the stage face.
He does. Right? Yeah. He does. He has the stage face. But he's so little, he's going to really have to perform. Like,
yeah.
He's larger than life.
Yeah.
In order to be seen.
Yeah. Because I can imagine they pair him up with Ruby. That's hard. Oh,
that would be really hard.
She's like, I don't know, 6 feet tall, it looks like on TV.
Exactly. She's like, super tall.
He's like tiny little guy.
He's so little. He's so little.
But you know what? A good dancer is a good dancer, and they can make it work. So let's see.
Exactly. And then Joshua picked Jaden.
Yeah.
And I wish we would have seen more of that, but obviously we didn't. But I'm glad that he picked him because I think he had a great performance, at least from what we saw. He was a great dancer, and I wish they would have showcased the hip-hoppers just a little more, especially the boys. I wish they would have showcased the boys' hip-hoppers a little more. So,
do you think it's going to influence America's voting?
What do you mean?
Like, the fact that they show so much of some of the dancers is not enough of the other ones. You know, like Tate, Emma, you know, Kidda or versus Jaden, right? Like, we don't really know his story again, right?
I think for the next episode, they're totally going to recap it.
Yeah. We'll see how much.
So we could see their personality. Yeah. And then now it's, you know, just fixed. Like, you're calling for Jaden. You're calling for JT. You're calling. So now it's just a specific thing we're watching. Instead of trying to pick who's your favorite, who is this? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't remember who that is. So, I mean, it could influence it a little bit. Because, I mean, you're used to what you see rather than, you know, and if you don't see much of one, you don't see much of the other.
We'll see what happens.
And then from there, we went to the ballroom.
Right.
And Paul picked Ruby.
Which wasn't a shocker to me.
It wasn't a shocker. And I said to myself, he's going to go with what he knows. And his pick was ballroom. He's a ballroom dancer. He's going to pick a ballroom girl. He's not.
Yeah.
But my gosh, Sophia.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Beautiful dancer.
Very amazing dancer.
She was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dancer. But maybe since he never saw her dance ballroom, he's like, well, you know, how do I know if she could even do it? So that wasn't a shock to me. I think she's going to do pretty well. Mm-hmm. I don't see her in the top three.
Who, Ruby?
Ruby.
I don't either.
I don't, but I see her getting very far.
Yeah.
Or almost
she's gonna kill
it.
The ballroom, and we'll see.
Because she did good in hip hop, from what, and she did great in contemporary. So
I just think there might be better.
Yeah, but
so
then
we'll see.
I was excited when I saw that Nathan picked my little Cuban dancer Daniela. I was so excited to see that. So
I feel like we didn't get enough info on her story either.
We did. We saw that, you know, her mom was the number one, the first Latin ballroom champion to come out of Cuba of Cuban descent.
Because they showed only her grandma at the end.
Yeah, but then they, you know, they said, mom was, and that was her mentor.
That's right.
So I think she's going to do great again. I don't see her in the top three.
Top three, yeah.
I don't. But
hey, they have time to prove us wrong, right?
Exactly. They really do have time to prove us wrong. And it would be great to see a ballroom dancer finally win.
I know.
You know.
Hey, we'll see.
Just, you know, a wish of mine. And then that was pretty much it. The top 10 was.
Oh, and then they picked Tahani.
Oh, yeah. And Tahani, I mean.
It was like, Tahani over Phoenix, which they left to the very end. Because that was the hardest decision.
Yeah,
maybe,
I think out of all of them, that was the hardest decision.
Yeah,
that was the hardest decision.
She was just like,
public viewer wise, it was the hardest decision.
Right.
Me watching it, I was like, that wasn't a hard decision.
Yeah.
And I don't, and like I said, I don't want to discredit any of these kids.
No.
I think they're all amazing.
They're
it's just,
amazing.
You know, when you see something in one, you see something in one. And like I said, when it's your time. When it's not, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
I'm excited to see Tahani.
With that, I'm excited to see Tahani,
when I watch
too.
Her, I'm just like, I want to dance. that girl makes me want to move, you know? Like, she's just
exactly.
So fun.
She's so fun and she's so carefree and yeah. she doesn't think about what she's doing and she just does it.
And I just feel like she loves it. Like, she wants to be there dancing. Like, it's just, like, who she is.
Exactly. You know? And I feel who we're going to get that from, too, is Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan. And
I'm
also
for
Tate.
Jordan, too. Oh,
also
there's so many
like,
good
there's
ones.
Just, you know.
How am I going to pick a favorite, Yvette?
You don't.
Okay. Until
or
when?
Or you do.
Or I do. I don't know.
You already have yours. Yours is Tate.
No.
Don't
okay.
front.
I love Tate.
It is Tate.
But I love Emma, too.
Emma's...
And I love Kidda, and I love Jordan. No, Jordan I love, too. Oh, I love you all.
Well, let's go into predictions about next week.
Okay.
Because...
And now...
Well, yeah. 2 weeks.
Well, 2 weeks.
Right.
So...
Next episode. What are we predicting on?
So, in 2 weeks... in 2 weeks, we're going to finally see them perform.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to just... leave an impression. Who's going to be the best performance of the night, do you think?
I'm going to go with Tahani or Jordan. One of those two.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Even though I love Tate. Oh, I don't know. Because when I see Tahani, it's... I can't explain it. There's just like this movement to her and her facial expressions. And she's just so into it that like it makes me want to be... dancing next to her, so right. I don't know. I like watching her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about for you?
For me, I think it's gonna be Emma.
Yeah, I love her.
I think Emma's gonna blow it out of the water. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're dancing in their styles or if they're dancing.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. They didn't lead anything to that. All we know, you know, in the next 2 weeks is that Maddie.
They're all doing solos. That's what we know, right?
Yes.
They're going to do solos.
Yes. They're going to, I think they're going to perform and do a solo.
Cool.
I think because I believe that's what they said. Yeah, I think it's going to be Emma.
Okay. Who do you think is going to be the first cut? Are they going to cut one person the first
episode?
No,
because they have to vote. So we have to have the vote and then, but,
and then they'll reveal it the next week.
I think who might get.
The
maybe
boob?
Not the.
Who's gonna get cut first? In the first time.
Gosh.
Jake.
No.
No.
I don't want to say this.
No,
but
don't say it.
I'm.
Who? Who?
People are gonna hate me because I want to adopt him.
JT. You think he's gonna get cut?
I think he might be the first one.
Okay. So we both going with boys.
But then again, we got to realize this is a show.
Oh, or do you think they're going to cut one boy, one girl? No.
They're
going
to
do one
no.
at a time, right?
No, they'll do one at a time. Yeah. But I don't. But then again, we can't really say anything because all we could say is that they're going to get a bad critique. And then it's up to the public how they want
to
vote.
You know, it's so hard to predict for next week because I haven't seen them. Bring it. I haven't seen them do their
exactly.
solo.
So all we get to see is them in their solo, which is going to be them in their element, and they're going to all kill it because that is what they know best.
Right. So we'll be able to predict in 2 weeks.
And then from there, I think the first one to go will probably be, actually, I may take that back with JT.
Okay, take it back.
And it may be Jaden.
No. Jaden? You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because I think if we're looking at the least...
The pop and lock, the hip-hopper?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, maybe. You know what?
I think,
you're right. He could be cut.
Out of the three hip-hoppers, he might be cut just because he's not as well-rounded
right.
as Kidda and Tahani.
Right, right.
Which I think are two very well-rounded
that
dancers, at least
well
from
happen.
What we saw, from what we see. So I think, I think that's what's going to...
All right. Well, I can't wait to watch it in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. I
Finally.
Hope I don't cry. I just hope. This is an emotional
rollercoaster. You've
been crying
this whole season. What makes you think you won't cry?
I'll have to prepare myself for it.
Yes.
So...
It's probably going to be lots of tears.
I'm sure.
Or happy tears.
Happy tears. You know what? But anytime I see any of these kids dance, I cry. Because I think it's just something I wish... that I could have done, and I wish I would have stuck with, and, you know.
Well, maybe we should go back to dance classes, Yvette.
We should.
Let's go back.
Yeah, but I don't. But then I don't want to cry because kids are dancing better than I am.
Yeah. But, well, we don't have to compete. You know, we just go for fun. I don't mean compete against you. I mean, like, we're not going to competition anymore. Come on. We over that. I just go for
Who says
fun.
That?
Really? Are you going back to
No,
compete?
Just kidding. Just kidding. No,
I'll be your, like, little cheerleader.
Okay, yay! So let's do it. But that is all the time we have tonight. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You can find me and everywhere on Sports and Sass, and that's with 3 S's. And Sherry, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Sherry Nadal. I'm so happy you guys came tonight. See you back in 2 weeks at 8 o'clock.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Mwah. Mwah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.